Right, so today I'm here in the Little Museum of Dublin with Simon, who's going to be telling me a little bit more about what they do here. So, hi, Simon.
Hi, Paula. How are
you? So, do you maybe want to start by telling us a little bit about what goes on here on a daily basis?
Well, the museum is a museum of Dublin, so it's a collection that's been donated by members of the public. We have three floors of amazing exhibitions. There's a large permanent collection that we give guided tours of every day. There are temporary exhibitions running throughout the year, about four or five every year, on the ground floor in the Ireland Funds Gallery.
Yeah.
And then we have a number of rooms upstairs that are on individual subjects like the Lord Mayor Alfie Byrne, U2, the Irish Times, things like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, is it fairly fluid? It's a fairly fluid museum. It's constantly changing.
It is. We change a lot, and the collection is always in flux in its own way. We take items in. We only take items that we're going to display.
Yeah.
And there are people always bringing things in. You know, regular Dubliners coming in with the most amazing things.
Yeah, photos
and eventually
stuff.
Make it up onto the walls. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, how long has the Little Museum been here? It's still fairly new.
Well, actually, we opened on Culture Night. 2011, that was our very first night, and it was myself and my director Trevor who set up the museum. We basically gave 6 hours of tours that night ourselves. because of that, in a way, it's kind of our birthday. So
yeah.
we every year on Culture Night, myself and Trevor give 6 hours of tours of the collection.
Wow.
And it's great fun.
So, I mean, how did it all come about? I mean, you obviously didn't wake up one morning and think, oh, let's open a museum.
Well, I think Trevor did actually wake up one morning.
That's quite late to be, isn't it? You know.
He realised that Dublin didn't actually have its own city museum.
Yeah.
And when he looked into it a little more, he discovered that we were the only capital city in Europe that didn't. Now, we didn't have a collection, we didn't have any money, we didn't have a location for this idea to take place in. But we realised that if we maybe had a public appeal, if we could get a decent premises, that maybe we could start the thing off. So the building that we're in belongs to Dublin City Council. They're our principal patron.
Right, right.
And they initially gave us two rooms in this building, which is where the main collection is housed.
Mm-hmm.
But the collection expanded so quickly that we eventually asked if we could use the whole building, which is what happened.
Yeah. So, I mean, what's your role here on a daily basis? Again, is it a fluid thing? You can literally be, do you know what I mean? Hammering a nail in one day and then setting up an exhibition the next day.
Yeah, well, entirely. Like, yeah, we often tell prospective staff about what the days are like, and they can be pretty complex. Museums are like many businesses rolled into one in a way. I'm officially the curator in the museum,
right?
But I'd say curatorial work probably takes up just a small percentage of the day. It's a beautiful big house with lots of people coming through it. So as you can imagine, keeping that looking well, keeping visitors entertained. We've a huge emphasis here on, I suppose, personal interaction with visitors, which is something that's different. A lot of museums tend to be a bit more passive in that regard. And for us, we always felt educationally that it was more useful to be talking to people personally and telling them about history and getting them involved in the storytelling that goes on.
So I mean, what are you open Monday to Sunday, or do you close at all?
Yeah, we do. We close a little bit. We open 7 days a week from Monday to Sunday. We're open from 9:30 to 5 every day. Tours are on the hour every hour. They start at 10, they finish at, the last tour is at 4 o'clock. So we open late on a Thursday, which is something that we've done ever since we started, actually. And it's nice to visit museums in the evening after work, especially for locals.
Yeah. Oh, you've got the late night shopping crowd in as well, haven't you, I suppose? So you can kind of,
and we've lots of nice comfy chairs
them
in here.
Yeah. And I mean, it's always so busy. Every time I've walked past, it's absolutely packed.
Yeah,
there's people sat on the steps, you're queuing to get in and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. We put a cap on visitor numbers last year. We had 102,000 visitors. And we felt that that it was more important, actually, that the experience
than the numbers
continues to be good than the numbers.
Yeah.
So, but Culture Night is an amazing night to visit as well, because there's a great buzz in the museum. A lot of people come through. I mean, we regularly have nearly 1,000 visitors every Culture Night in 5 hours. But they all get a personal tour with myself and with the director. So it's great fun.
Yeah. So Culture Night this year, what can people expect? People that are going to come and have a look around that might not have been here before, what can they expect?
Well, they should expect a queue because we tend to have queues running down Dawson Street to get in. But we have staff trying to keep everyone entertained as well. And I think we have a system now where people won't have to queue for too long. We have tours basically every 15 minutes, and the tours of the main collection, and myself and the director are giving those tours between us, and the tours will last about 30 minutes.
Okay.
And then visitors are free to wander around for 10 minutes around the rest of the museum.
Yeah. Admission on a, you know, on a normal day, what kind of prices would people pay if they want to come in and have a look around?
Admission to the museum is €10 with a donation, and it's €8 without for adults. Mm-hmm. And there are all types of concessions for students, for groups, for senior citizens. Job seekers are free as well. So yeah, it's very easy to come and visit. You book your visit for the hour that you're going to come, for the tour that you're going to come on.
Yeah, I mean, would you say there's much for children?
Loads for children.
Yeah.
We have a big emphasis in here on things that kids can physically get hold of, and things that they can mess with and play with. So we have what's technically called quite a big handling collection.
Okay.
And it's all below the waist down, so a lot of adults don't see it, but kids run in here and they just start playing with things.
Yeah.
And it's deliberately quite non-digital as well. So we don't, you know, we didn't want to create a museum environment that's full of screens. Kids have enough touch screens, as I know myself from my own kids. So we've tried to make it so there's lots of really unusual little things for them to find and discover. Yeah, really, you know, and I think it's important as well that kids have memories from a very young age of going into museums where they were able to do things like that, and they were, you know, where these places were really different, and they were educational places, but that they were fun and they were really different to what they would normally experience.
Yeah. So thanks for taking the time to chat with us today, Simon. It's been absolutely brilliant.
Cheers.
Thanks, so we'll see you on Culture Night.
See you on Culture Night.